A few weeks ago, we asked you to enter a contest, our Found Recipes Taste of Summer contest. We asked for a recipe and the compelling true story behind it, and we got well over 100 submissions. Joining me now to go over some of them is series curator and All Things Considered producer Melissa Gray. Hey there, Melissa.
Hey, Adi.
So what's on the menu?
Well, fruit soup, summer sandwiches, and something that I have never encountered in my exotic mom in Capri lifestyle, grilled pizza. Have you ever heard of this?
It's like not in an oven. You're saying it's...
On the grill.
On the grill. Okay.
Yeah, we had several people write in about it, including Lauren Steinberg of Lamont, Pennsylvania. And she says it's pretty easy. You just take pizza dough, you coat it both sides with olive oil, put one side down. Once that gets nice and brown, you turn it, and then you put the toppings on it. It sounds like something we definitely should try, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a little pepperoni. But I actually want to hear a little bit more about this fruit soup.
Oh, yes, this fruit soup. You know, you hear fruit soup and you think, oh, gazpacho. But no. This is not made with tomatoes. This is made with peaches, blueberries, and plums. And it's stewed down and then served chilled with sour cream. And it comes to us from listener Leslie Winner of Durham, North Carolina. She said her grandmother would make this every summer. And she always thought it was a recipe from the homeland, you know, a Lithuanian family recipe. And then she asked her mom.
And it sounds like there's some question here. Where did it actually come from?
Oh, you'll love this. Good Housekeeping Magazine. The font of all good Lithuanian traditions.
All right. What else did we get?
Well, Jennifer Sander of Shingle Springs, California. You try to say that five times. Told us about crabbing in the Puget Sound. It's something that she never would have done if not for the fact that her kid developed this taste for crab. And, you know, crab's expensive, right? So they have to figure out a way to get it cheaper. So she gets a book, she gets a boat, and then she gets some advice.
We got a lot of help from all of the guys who work in the fishing stores, and they would give us lots of advice about where to go and also about something called smelly jelly, which you rub on your bait in order to greater attract crab.
Smelly jelly?
Yeah, that's apparently a crab's taste of summer. You don't want to know, Audie. Trust me. Okay. You really do not okay. want to know. Anyway, as for Jennifer, she forgoes the smelly jelly, and she just enjoys her crab simply chilled with a little side of mayo and lemon.
All right. So that's a sample of some of our Taste of Summer entries. But you've actually settled on three finalists, right?
Well, yeah, we have. But before I tell you about them, I need to explain that we still have a little bit more work to do on this contest
thing.
So before we choose the winner of our Taste of Summer contest, we want our listeners to weigh in. And it's very simple. You can read about the three recipes and the stories behind them on our Found Recipes page at npr.org right now as we speak.
Yes, I see. I have them open on my screen right here. Nice pictures.
Thank you. And starting Monday, we're going to hear their stories on the radio. And listeners can help judge. So you can leave your comments on the Found Recipes webpage, or you can write us by clicking on Contact Us at npr.org and putting Taste of Summer Winner in your subject line.
So listeners have a week to actually complete this assignment.
That's right. I'm going to be back next Friday with the winner.
And what does the winner get?
Bragging rights.
All right. Tell us about the finalists. I want to know.
Okay. Well, before I do that, I need some cheesy game show music. Can we have the cheesy game show music? Perfect. Thank you. Marty Olison of Ponca, Arkansas, has a curious summer sandwich made fresh from the bounty of the garden and with crunchy peanut butter. Patricia Mulvey of Madison, Wisconsin, has her Ensenada slaw, which came out of a vacation from hell worthy of a Chevy Chase movie. And finally, Susan Jones of New Carlisle, Indiana, cannot cook, but she can assemble. And her strawberry trifle, a true found recipe, came to her on a breeze.
All right. The stories behind those dishes next week. Melissa, thank you.
You're welcome, Audie.
That's All Things Considered producer and Found Recipes curator, Melissa Gray, talking about our Taste of Summer contest.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.